My name is Maureen Collins. I work at Portland Screw Company as their general manager. We buy fasteners, and then we sell them.
Okay.
We're kind of like commodity buyers. We have industries that look for specific parts or need parts made for them. We will find manufacturers out there that will either specially make these products for them, or if it's just a standard product, we can buy it in bulk, get a much better price, and then sell it onto our customer. Well, originally, when it moved overseas, they brought us overseas with them, and so we needed to learn a lot of the new policies, mm-hmm. foreign policies. There's a lot of issues with working with companies overseas. Mm-hmm. There's freight factors. Freight's very expensive. There's their rules and their laws and how they want the paperwork done, what kind of paperwork you need for shipping documents, mm-hmm. and so forth. We still struggle with it.
Yeah.
Now, our hardest, our most challenging part of this whole thing is the communication gap between the Asian community and ourselves. It seems like they tend to talk off script, and so when they call and they have an issue, they keep repeating what they say, mm-hmm. and to get resolution has been very difficult. I don't know that we've streamlined that quite as much as we'd like. We try to do email because the phone, we just don't seem to get the answers that we need.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always a large time gap between when an issue starts and when we can get it resolved because of the distance between us, the working hours that we have. They tend to come in when we're going home. So mm-hmm. there's very limited amounts of time that we can actually communicate. We're fasteners, so we're kind of the smaller commodity. Our mm-hmm. pricing is a lot less than other components. So mm-hmm. when you have a manufacturer that's manufacturing, they look at fasteners last. So uh-huh. I think we tend to have an extended length of time with our customer after they move it overseas because they look at us, you know, on the bottom of the list. Other customers, though, or other commodity distributors are probably affected a lot earlier than we would be.
Mm-hmm.
So we usually have a year or so or two before they actually eliminate us and go